What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm going to backtrack here a little bit. By the way, it's hour number three. Everybody is still getting all caught up in who wrote the anonymous New York Times op-ed. And we mentioned earlier in the show where somebody claimed to know who it was and that it was a woman. And now we're seeing this article that came on out from the Political Insider with a second opinion. Trump's campaign manager is saying the anonymous New York Times author is a woman. And attention is now being focused on Fiona Hill. And Fiona Hill is the special assistant to the president and senior director for European and Russian affairs on his National Security Council staff. And more people are thinking that's who wrote this. So now we can let this go away. Getting on back to immigration and citizenship here, the Swedish anti-immigration party has adapted Trump's slogan. They're saying, make Sweden great again. And it's just a few weeks until the elections actually happened over this last weekend. And they did very, very well. They're now the country's second largest party. So the populists win the biggest ever vote share. The ruling leftists have the worst result in 100 years. So this open borders, refugees, immigrants thing, it's blowing up in the face of the New World Order people. And I imagine Soros is throwing a tantrum. Over in Texas, more illegal aliens were arrested for murder in the past 7 years in this one single state than deaths by mass shootings in the other 49 states combined. Now, when there's a mass shooting, it's headline news. It's headline news. But when these illegal aliens are murdering people, and they're doing it a lot, according to the story, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. Apparently, a Guatemalan national in the United States illegally has been arrested for allegedly raping and trafficking an underage girl, also in this country illegally. And it goes back to that wonderful quote, when you start to import the third world, you get third world problems. Now, Angel's moms, Mary Ann Mendoza and Vicky Lyon, have called out Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, saying, get off your duff and fund Trump's border wall. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Sammy in Cape Cod, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I was just wondering, is there any creepy similarity between kosher foods and the halal ban with Subway?
I really would have no idea. I mean, I'm familiar with kosher food from my first marriage. I really would have no idea what constitutes halal.
Okay, good enough. A little check on the internet is they're pretty much synonymous. So it's, thanks for having me on the air. You're doing great. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Well, you learn something new every day. Well, then I don't realize what all the fuss is about. You know, it doesn't matter if you call it kosher or halal. People just get their knickers in a twist over just little tiny things. All right, let's talk about some science and health issues. And there's this story came out of the Daily Mail. There was research that was done involving 47,000 people over the age of 75. They were being given statins just in case. No indication they needed them. The doctors are writing the prescription, just take this just in case. And the latest research is saying they're wasting their time. They're wasting their money. They don't receive any benefit from this at all. It's just another marketing scam to push the product. Okay. U.S. lawyer Robert Kennedy Jr., in an interview in Euronews, funny how he gets a lot more exposure over in Europe than he does here in the United States, is saying that his organization is now in possession of documents about Monsanto's activities in Europe. And apparently lawyers who were involved in that California lawsuit, which wound up with Monsanto being ordered to pay $289 million in damages to this groundskeeper, they're saying they have these documents about Monsanto and what they're doing in Europe. And they're saying what we have is the tip of the iceberg. We have documents now in our possession, several hundred documents that have not been declassified, and some of these are explosive. So there's more and more coming on out about the reckless disregard for human health and safety in these giant mega corporations here. Now, here's an interesting little article. This came out of USA Today, and it said, "Will growing scenes of hurricanes, wildfires, and volcanoes make us a go-bag people?" Now, what they mean by that is having a bailout kit. Go-bag is a good phrase for it as well. And they're saying it has been a very rough year. Between all the storms that are out there, three hurricanes aimed at the Atlantic seaboard, two hurricanes more or less aimed at us, there's a lot of natural disasters. We had the volcano down on the Big Island, and that more and more people really ought to be prepared and have a bailout kit. And it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. Everybody should have some degree of prepping, and part of that prepping is having a kit that is ready to go to throw into the trunk of the car and leave when you have to. And what you have in that bag that goes in the trunk of the car is as much water as you can lift, freeze-dried food, extra medication, radio, batteries, all that stuff. You know the drill. You've been down there. What's really interesting is watching what happened here on Hawaii. We had a hurricane lane, and it was headed our way, and people who were not preppers stormed the stores and panic bought everything they could. There were reports of price gouging. It was just a zoo down there. Claire and I made the mistake of doing our regular weekly shopping. It didn't even occur to us we were going to run into that, and we did. It was just insane there. Okay, so after lane turned into lame, at least here on Oahu, those same people tried to take back all those supplies to get a refund, which caused a little bit of friction. And now that Olivia is bearing down on us, those same people are back at the stores again, panic buying. That's not how you do it, okay? You get storable food, and I mean long-term storable food in special containers. The containers the food comes in from the supermarket are not designed to last. You need to either look online or find a prepper store in your area and basically stock up on, you know, water storage. Water's the most important thing. Possibly, if you've got room, an emergency generator. And it's just part of your permanent lifestyle. Now, speaking of Olivia, it is expected to be on top of us here on Oahu on Wednesday. So if we're off the air and you're hearing a best of tape, rather, that's the reason why. Because we're being told this will actually be a lot worse than Lane was for us here on Oahu. So as soon as this show is over, I'm going back on out to the prep shed and pulling out all the lanterns and getting everything ready to go again. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And if you've never been to Yellowstone, you ought to make a point of going. It really is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. And I know a lot of people are concerned about the super volcano, and there is a concern, but no indication it's going to erupt in our lifetime. And if it is going to erupt, go see it now before it's gone. Now, one of the features inside Yellowstone is named Mount Doan. And it's named after this individual, this Army Lieutenant Gustavus Doan, who basically led a massacre against the Piikani people on the Montana River bank. And now the Native Americans are agitating, basically saying, we need to rename that mountain. It's been named for somebody who committed, you know, massacres here on this land, and they shouldn't be honoring that man. Now, the reason they named it for him is that after the period of massacring Indians, he went on to become an explorer in the region, and that's why he got his name on the mountains. But the Native Americans are, they're not too happy about that. Okay. As you know, we had a situation last week where four aircraft showed up at airports with sick passengers in a very short interval of time. One of them turned out to be just a single case of cholera, and those people have been screened and let go. The others were a serious flu-like symptom, and everybody was going ballistic, saying, oh my goodness, it's the beginning of a biological warfare attack. As it turns out, on all three of the flights, two of them had come directly from near Mecca. The third was a continuation of a flight. Some of the passengers had basically flown out from Dubai to another airport, got into a plane, and came to the United States to make their connection. And apparently at this year's Hajj, there was a nasty flu bug that was going around, and a lot of people left the Hajj carrying it with them. So it's probably going to all parts of the world right now, which I'm sure the flu vaccine companies are saying, yee-haw, the yacht is paid for. But that is the source of all of this. And again, one of the problems of traveling by air is that passenger compartment, the air just recirculates and recirculates and recirculates, and there really isn't much of anything done to contain viruses and bacteria unless somebody is really obviously sick, and then they're moved to another part of the aircraft, which doesn't mean the germs still are not circulating in that cabin air. Okay, now, apparently there was this lady, McKenna Denson, who traveled more than 700 miles from her home in Pueblo, Colorado, to attend a Mormon church service in Chandler, Arizona. And this particular service was a day of fasting and testimony at the church. And that's where everybody gets up and they testify. They testify about what's going on. And McKenna Denson got up and testified about how the church leader raped her more than 30 years ago. And she exposed him before his own congregation. And I mention this for those who claim I only pick on the Catholics, because this apparently is an issue across all religions. Now, this one is a little bit out there. Apparently, a Catholic priest has been arrested over claims that he raped a mentally handicapped victim of human trafficking in Latvia. And this all came down just ahead of a visit by the Pope, who's trying to find some way to shut this whole scandal down, because it's just gotten really, really bad this time. I mean, the Catholic Church has been dealing with these scandals for a very, very long time. In fact, some years ago, Claire had gotten a rather well-known Catholic institution, I'm not going to say which one, to start performing some of her original music. And then this Catholic Church had to shut down their music program because they got sued in one of these sex scandal things. Over in New York, the New York Attorney General has subpoenaed all New York Roman Catholic dioceses as part of their sex abuse probe. And this is having an impact. Catholicism has lost more of its faithful than any other religion in the United States. And according to the latest poll, 13% of American adults who are former Catholics say they now have no religion, or they went over to Protestantism or other beliefs, according to a survey by the Pew Research Center. And I can understand why. These scandals keep piling on up, and it is simply impossible to reconcile this kind of behavior with the claim that these clergy and nuns represent the human face of a supreme moral authority of the universe. And it is starting to cost them. It is wearing on them. But again, it's not confined to the Catholics. It just seems to be more of a problem there. But we've seen these incidents, again, in the Protestant churches, in Judaism. It seems to go with the job. And I remember there was a South Park episode, was called Red Hot Catholic Love. And there was this priest who was exhorting his fellow priest, saying, you know, we've got to stop this. You know, we can't go on abusing these children. And one of the other priests said, well, we just thought it was a perk of the job. So anyway, now getting on back to Johnny Bobbitt, and there's a happy ending to this story. Now, Johnny Bobbitt was the homeless veteran who helped a stranded woman who'd run out of gas. He went to the gas station, spent his last $20 to get a gas can full of gas, and got her sent home. And the one woman and her husband set up a GoFundMe to help this homeless veteran that raised $400,000. And that's where it got ugly. I guess the proximity of that much money under their control was a temptation they couldn't resist, because Bobbitt got very little of the money, and the rest of it now seems to be gone. Now, the woman and her husband were out there saying that they had to cut him off from any more of the money because he was just spending it on drugs, that he'd spent $75,000 on drugs. Well, knowing a little bit about the drug world, if he'd spent $75,000 on drugs, he would be dead. Now, the happy ending is GoFundMe is saying they're going to step on in. They're going to make sure he gets the full $400,000. So great for the people at GoFundMe. They stood up to the plate. And I hope this law firm, Cousin O'Connor, is going to continue to go after this woman and her husband. It probably started out with the noblest of intentions, and they probably figured they'd raise a few $100 and that would be it. But $400,000, I guess it was just too much of a temptation here. Now, the news is still going on about this tragedy that happened down in Dallas, where this off-duty Dallas police officer, going home after the end of her shift, walked into the wrong apartment. She walked into her neighbor's apartment, saw the man there, and just reacted and shot him. And obviously on administrative leave, but she is being charged with manslaughter. My question is, how is it she was able to just walk into this other guy's apartment? Did he just leave the door open? That's one part of the story that doesn't really seem to fit. And if she was able to just turn the knob and walk into this guy's apartment, wouldn't it have alerted her that her door should have been locked? So there's something kind of funny about the story that it doesn't quite really fit. But that's what they're saying happened, and that's when why they're going with the manslaughter charge. So anyway, got to be really careful of those cops. Keep your doors locked, you know. And I know everyone views a world where you can leave your doors unlocked as an idyllic utopian paradise, and there have been times and places I've lived where that was actually realistic because there was a lot of room around where we were living. And we could leave the door unlocked and just come and go. That's not realistic in an urban environment. It really, really isn't. Okay, this is an interesting little story. As you know, there has been this real push of the transgender agenda of trying to get rid of the idea that there are male and female and instead substitute this spectrum of sort of blended genders and how we have to treat each and every single one of them as a privileged, protected group. Now it is being driven down to the education system at a very low level. More about that when we come back from these commercials.
Thanks. Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the transgender agenda. Send something to control room here. So there's this article that came out from the BillMuhlenberg.com website, and it says that these activists are now targeting vulnerable children. And there, last week we had this story where researchers were saying that a lot of these kids who were saying they were transgender were simply persuaded, like peer pressure or by these so-called trans activists. And they're not finding transgender children. They're trying to create them. They're grooming these vulnerable children to just be very, very confused about their gender identity. And again, I think that this is part of that whole new world order of getting us so confused about who we are and what we are that we really can't function and we're going to be easy to control. But they're basically down there hitting these vulnerable kids and trying to convince them they're not boys or they're not girls. There's something in between. Another story, this one coming out of the Daily Mail. Apparently, parents are threatening to keep their children home from school after the Little Lever School in Bolton, Greater Manchester, decided they were going to set up unisex toilets. And there's now a huge campaign against the unisex toilets, started on Facebook. Now, for adults, maybe. And I say that because when I was working on a film production in Rome, the company where I worked had a unisex bathroom, which was there were individual stalls where you went to do what you were going to do. And then there was a shared area where you washed your hands. And actually, it was a very, very pleasant environment. Okay. But for little kids, I think it's a little too soon. Anyway, we're going to take a caller on the line now. Ryan in Cleveland. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
I could. Well, I'm going to tell you, I got three topics, but it's one topic and the same. And then I'll hang up and I'll listen to you. I do it that way best. The first one is,
okay.
The guy spent $75,000 on drugs. You know what? I'm telling you, man, you can spend $75,000 in 1 month if you're a drug addict, because then you go to these so-called, like, bars where there's, like, nice ladies, and you spend lots of money on them, then you start buying drugs for them. Before you know it, $75,000 ain't nothing when you got $400,000 or whatever you got in them.
Well, he didn't have the $400,000, and the veteran is disputing that claim. He's saying, first of all, he didn't get the $75,000 to begin with, and it doesn't really matter. Okay, the point is that this man and woman, they started out with this noble effort to try and, you know, help this guy, and then when the money poured in to $400,000, it just got the better of them. I mean, the police have already raided their place and searched it, and apparently there was a suspiciously new BMW in the driveway that they towed away in the process.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that, but what I'm saying is when you're saying, well, he has $70,000 to spend it, he'd be dead. No, not necessarily. He'd be doing his drugs all month, but all of a sudden he has a lot of drug friends because they realize he has money, and then the girls at the club, they love him, and it's pretty easy to spend that much money when you got that kind of money, especially when you're a drug addict and you haven't had it. But, though I agree with you, they probably did steal it, but he wouldn't be dead necessarily. The other thing is, with the drugs, the one thing is, in 1917 or 1919, they actually had to pass a constitutional amendment to outlaw alcohol. So how the federal government can outlaw any other kind of drug without passing a constitutional convention is beyond me, which means all these federal drug laws, to me, are unconstitutional. And the third one is, if you legalize drugs and you sold away cigarettes or beer, you'd have a lot less people dying, because the biggest factor is when you go out to buy drugs, you go to the corner and there's like your whoever it's who stands on the street corner, and you have no idea what's in that drug. You're just hoping it's good.
Yep.
So then these people end up dying because either there's bad drugs in there, bad stuff in there they added to it, or so pure the drug addict that's buying it most times says, well, it's not that pure, so I'm going to have to smoke more than you would, or shoot up, or what are you going to do? And then he overdoses because it's more pure than he realized it. And then I'll hang up.
Well, you're right on that last one. You're right on that last one here. And there are a lot of countries where drugs are basically decriminalized, and they don't have the problems that we have with the war on drugs, because drugs don't cost all that much. There's no profit motive, and so you don't have people hanging around the schoolyard trying to give free samples to kids to get them hooked. Okay, Ryan dropped, which is fine. We're coming up now on a commercial break, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We the people. Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right to the phones here. James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I kept wondering, or I was, about why they keep pushing these poison gas attack hoaxes and then the Skripals, too. And then it hit me, because it worked so well the first time. You know...
Actually, it didn't work all that well the first time. In fact, to be very honest, ever since Saddam's nuclear bombs turned out not to exist, every one of these false flags has gotten off to a rocky start. But they keep doing them because they can't think of anything else to do.
What I mean is the poison gas, a fake poison gas, is kind of a holy idea to these people. Because when I say the first time, I mean like in post-World War II, you know, the fake poison gas really went over well. It was like the keys to the whole world. And the other thing, I watched Alex Jones's show Sunday, and I was actually pleasantly surprised. I'm beginning to think the censorship is having a good effect on it. He actually mentioned that Israel was involved in some skullduggery or other. I didn't catch which one. But he also went into the Kalergi plan for more than a couple minutes. And then Owen Schroyer comes on, takes over, and talks about the Jewish central banks moving into Arabia. I wonder if these are just mistakes or accidents because of the stress, or if they're actually shifting their tune a little bit. Maybe they realize being on Team Zion is no guarantee of safety.
I think it may be more of the latter, because Alex Jones right now may be feeling very, very betrayed because he's been a loyal supporter of Israel all these years. And if you look at top management at all these social media companies, it's the same sort of individuals we have in the regular corporate media. So now Alex is probably feeling very much abused, and that there should have been a little bit more gratitude. But, they're making an example out of Alex Jones, and then at some point they're probably going to come after the rest of us.
Right, absolutely. The people walking around talking about these things, the conflicts between government and citizenry, like it's a sporting event or something, it's really not. I think, if we don't straighten things out, we're pretty much going to suffer Soviet/cartel/whatever, jihadi atrocities, at the point of a blade or worse, so... As far as
these are dark times. There's no two ways about that, and I still think there's a crash of the American empire coming, and it may be bad enough with its global ramifications to be basically send us into a new dark ages.
Right. Yeah. I think that's for quite a while. I've realized that I think the people at the top think that a post-apocalyptic scenario is the best for them. They have the king's purse worldwide, so they could create a city somewhere that's safe or whatever. Technology, they probably are generations ahead of us in undisclosed technology, too. So,
a military is ahead of the civilians. Military always try and keep their technology at least 15 to 20 years ahead of what's in the civilian market. By the time military technology reaches the civilian market, it's obsolete and useless, which is why I keep saying that if we're going to find that next new thing to revive our manufacturing and our economy, it's going to come out of the space program.
Yeah. Well, that's about all I have for you. Thanks for your time, and everybody should support Mike and Republic Broadcasting. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the kind words. And we're going to switch over to Daniel in British Columbia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. I wanted to add something to that Johnny Bobbitt, the homeless guy story there. If this guy was going to blow $75,000 on drugs, why did he give his last 20 to that woman to begin with for the gas?
Good
the druggies I know, the druggies I know would take that and put it up their arm or whatever. And
you raise a very good point.
Yeah, another thing about the that female cop that shot the black guy. I was following that story a little bit, and it, I don't know if it's confirmed, but the door had a fob. When you go up to the door, you put the little fob and it turns green if it's your house, and it goes red. So I don't know if this is 100% confirmed. I was on this forum and someone on Twitter was mentioning it. She didn't have the key to get in. It was probably locked, and this guy probably thought to himself, who the heck is trying to, rustle my doorknob at 11:30 at night? And she probably heard the footsteps coming up to the door and thought, who the hell's in my apartment, drew her firearm, and the guy opened the door and possibly got shot right there. I don't think he left his door unlocked. It was probably one of those doors that automatically locks like a hotel, judging by the look of the apartment. It was like a brand new apartment. She's only been living there 3 months. So it just adds a little bit. I'm glad the Texas Rangers are taking over the investigation, but to say that, you know, she shot him because he was black, I don't believe that.
I was seeing that all over the place here. And no matter what happens, grab it and make an issue out of it. Oh, it's racist. It's racist. You know, that's the liberals' favorite word right now.
It could have been something to do with her training. You know, it wouldn't be the first time. I'm not saying, you know, women cops draw their guns before, you know, asking questions, but she was pretty new on the force, so she probably got spooked thinking, like, who's in my apartment? She was on the wrong floor, so they all look alike. She just went up one floor or down one floor from what she thought was hers, and that's the end of story. I mean, manslaughter. If they don't give her, you know, the minimum sentence, they'll say, "Oh, racism," and I don't know. So I just thought I'd add that it wasn't a key, and I don't think she walked into an unlocked door and just started wandering around, because she would have recognized her place right away. I mean,
absolutely. The instant the door was open, you would have realized it was not her place.
So I think it happened right at the door.
Yeah, I think you're right. That does make sense.
All right. Have a good show. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Okay. We're talking about political correctness and just how out there they're getting. Apparently, this junior high in Ohio had a diversity exercise. And apparently students were asked to choose certain types of people to leave behind on a doomed Earth while others escape on a spaceship. And parents were complaining about this, and the school is saying that this exercise aligned with the goals of the school district to promote tolerance and break down stereotypes. And so this Whom to Leave Behind exercise was given to students at Roberts Middle School in Cuyahoga Falls last month, telling them to select 4 people from a hypothetical list of 12 to leave behind as tomorrow the planet Earth is doomed. Adding, of course, that the remaining 8 would then be passengers on a spaceship to another planet. Now, call me old-fashioned, but when I went to school, we learned about things like mathematics, how to write, how to spell, how to think. We learned skills, how to make things. Later on, how to repair your car. I look at education today with all this stuff about diversity training and transgender, and I'm convinced there is a deliberate plan to produce uneducated children in our schools district, our school system. The kids are going to be convinced they've got an education because they got that little piece of paper that says they graduated. But they don't know how to think. They don't know how to analyze, which is exactly what the government wants. But at the same time, it means they're not equipped to compete with children in other countries entering the high-tech job market. And that may be one of the reasons why U.S. corporations are pushing so much for those H-1B visas, is they understand that college graduates here in the U.S. just don't have the knowledge and skill set that graduates from other countries have. All right, Donald Trump is now ramping up his war on social media and basically wagging his finger at them rather mightily. But he is basically saying that Attorney General Jeff Sessions needs to start talking with the state attorney generals later this month to discuss these concerns about how conservatives are being banned. And the conservative bias is there. The hearings danced around the issue. The hearings with the Twitters and Facebook CEOs and COOs. but mostly they tried to divert that whole issue onto, you know, we're protecting against foreign meddling and Russian interference, and really skirted the issue about bias for us American posters who use those services. And unfortunately, the fact that Sessions is involved tells me that nothing is likely to be done, and certainly not before the November elections here. But what's really interesting is both sides in this debate are crying free speech and protecting our democracy. And it is very Orwellian to hear these social media giants say that they're protecting democracy by shutting down free speech they don't agree with. Because the liberals are still all over the place. They're not being blocked or banned. It's only the conservative voices. That's not freedom of speech. That's permitted speech. That's biased speech. So you have all this corporate media claiming they're standing for freedom of speech, and you have us in the independent media practicing freedom of speech. And corporate media is trying to say it's on an equal footing. No, it isn't. There's a very obvious and visible difference going on here. The corporate media is trying to shut the independent media down. The independent media is not trying to shut the corporate media down. We're just going to sit on back, watch them continue to lie to the American people and destroy their own audience. Over in China, they're now tightening their internet controls, supposedly to take out rumors and fake news disseminated online and control what Beijing considers disinformation. In other words, government censorship of the internet. It is unfortunately coming. And we need to start thinking about finding a new paradigm to communicate with each other. The other day I mentioned Usenet, and I got an email from somebody reminding me that Usenet used to run on the ISP servers. That's where it would go. And it was under attack because of copyright violations, which was bad. But it was finally shut down with a smear campaign saying that it was a haven for child pornography. And whether the child pornography was there, I personally don't know. And if it was there, was it planted to make the smear work? But Usenet was shut down. But Usenet does not have to be on the ISP's servers. Some smart programmer out there could look at making Usenet as a peer-to-peer client, the way Skype originally was back when it worked well. Where if you're running Usenet on your machine, you're bucket brigading and passing information along. And it's not going through a central collection point where it can be filtered. We can get around government censorship. We just have to think very carefully about how to do it. The Department of Justice is announcing charges against North Koreans over the Sony hack, which was not a hack. It was an internal leak like the DNC. Now, they've identified a North Korean, they say, is behind the WannaCry attack. This, I don't know if the guy they've got actually was behind WannaCry or this is just another attempt to bash North Korea. And the reason I say that is because if you look at how completely impotent the U.S. government, the NSA, have been at finding any of the actual authors of any of this actual malware, the idea that they managed to succeed in this one case does stretch credibility a little tiny bit. Okay. Now, I hope this works. I hope this works. But apparently, up in San Francisco, they're launching what they're calling the Pac-Man that will gobble up plastic from the Great Garbage Patch. It's a 600-meter-long floating tube that sits on the surface of the water with a tapered 3-meter-deep skirt attached below to catch plastic waste. And it relies on the power of wind and waves to just autonomously sweep through the area, gathering up plastic waste as it goes. I hope it works. Now, a lot of people, they keep hearing about that garbage patch, the Great Garbage Patch, and they have this image of a spot in the Pacific where you could literally walk across the water. It really isn't that bad, but it is bad, and it is harmful to ocean life. And so good for the people who designed this. I hope it works. And if it does, I hope they build a bigger one, because we do have to take care of our planet. It's the only one we've got. And that means environmental consciousness and responsibility. It means an end to these highly destructive wars that are really destructive of the environment, especially those depleted uranium munitions and biological weapons that could mutate and get out of control. But it is alarming how many of our leaders are just completely unconcerned about things like that in their rush for more wealth and power. We'll be right back after this commercial break with the last segment of today's show. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Final segment of our program today here. And a reminder, tomorrow we're going to be talking pretty much exclusively about 9/11, the reasons to doubt the official story, how often 9/11 has been waved around as an excuse to justify invading yet another country. And So we're going to be focusing on that very tragic anniversary there. Now, a little bit of good news. SpaceX has done it again. Earlier today, a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket successfully launched the Telstar 18 Vantage communication satellite into orbit and basically got it into orbit successfully. And then the Falcon 9 came on back down and successfully landed on its legs on SpaceX's drone ship, which is named, of course, I Still Love You. I am so happy that they've gotten this all to work. And good for them. Good for them. So if I were young, I'd send them a resume. A lot of seismic activity has been going on over the last couple of weeks. We had that magnitude 6 quake hit Hokkaido. At least 37 people killed there. There was a series of quakes in Panama, Ecuador, and Chile that all occurred within an hour of each other. And a lot of people started wondering if maybe the Pacific tectonic plate is getting ready to experience a major shift. And I noticed earlier today I was getting little alerts about other earthquakes that are happening. So despite what the U.S. Geological Survey is saying, to me, it does seem like we're seeing an elevation in seismic activity. Now, why might that be? I don't think it's because Cthulhu is hatching out from the interior of the Earth, but there is a thought. Over the last several years, contrary to the claims of the global warming hysterics, Earth is actually cooling. And that means the surface of the Earth is cooling. And that means it's going to be shrinking. And that means there's going to be less pressure on those fault zones, keeping them from slipping. Now, that's just a theory that popped into my head. But there is something going on. And we might want to be paying attention to that. And finally, interesting little story. Remember the Wizard of Oz? Judy Garland wore those ruby slippers. There were actually multiple pairs of them. One of them had been stolen 13 years ago from a museum in Minnesota in Judy Garland's hometown. And it looked like an inside job. The alarms weren't working. The cameras weren't working. Somebody just came in the back door, smashed the case, and took them. Expedition Unknown did a segment on it. And apparently, as the result of a sting operation involving somebody who wanted to sell the slippers back to the insurance company that had made good on the insurance policy, they recovered them. So a little bit of Hollywood memorabilia is now back safely at home, and I'm sure they've got much better locks and better cameras operating there now. By the way, speaking of human-caused global warming, there is now snow atop of Pike's Peak. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. And like I said, get ready for the storm that is coming in middle of this week. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everyone that you know, especially the part about how social media, the big social media, are censoring conservatives and conservative points of view. It's time to get off social media, start going back to email lists, face-to-face contact, bring back the sneaker net. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.